year, August serves up a real smorgasbord of splendors, and it doesn't waste any time. It starts out on the 1st, when we get the first of two full moons this month. This full moon will rise at 8 p.m., and at that point, it'll be only about 2.5 hours before the moment of exact fullness, so it'll be very round and beautiful. Another thing I like about this moon is I personally prefer to see a full moon against a pale sky, and this sky is going to be very pale. In fact, the moon appears about 1/2 hour before sunset. That means the sky around the moon will be light for a long time, and so the spectacle will also go on for a long time. On the other side of the evening sky, above the western horizon, we get a rare grouping of two planets and a star. On the left, you'll see Saturn shining above the bright star Spica in Virgo. Then off to the right, farther to the west, is another dot, and that's Mars. Now, Mars is moving eastward quite rapidly against the background of stars, and on the 13th, it's going to glide right between Saturn and Spica. So on that evening, you'll see Saturn, Mars, and Spica stacked up from top to bottom in that order. Look about 45 minutes after sunset. It should be a striking sight. Higher in the west, the brilliant star Arcturus seems to drag its kite-shaped constellation, that is, Bootes the herdsman, down toward the horizon. East of Bootes hangs Corona Borealis, the northern crown, and just to its east is another hangar, upside down Hercules, whose torso is set off by an hourglass-shaped arrangement of stars. The Perseid meteor shower comes around every August, and this time it peaks the night of the 11th to 12th. That's a Saturday night and Sunday morning. This is a favorable year for the Perseids. The first meteors appear between about 10 and 11 p.m., but the moon doesn't rise for 2 hours, so we have that time to watch meteors without moonlight interfering. The meteors will radiate from the northeast near the stars that form the helmet of Perseus. So let's hope it's clear that night. In the morning sky, if you're up an hour or an hour and a half before sunrise, it may be worth a trip outside on the 11th to see a crescent moon near Jupiter. And we also get the bright star Aldebaran, which is the eye of Taurus the bull. That'll be to the lower right of Jupiter. And, of course, the moon keeps moving, and two mornings later, on the 13th, you'll see a thinner crescent moon near Venus. Venus is very high and bright all month, and the thinner the moon, the prettier, in my opinion. So that may also be worth getting up for. That's all for now, and happy star watching.